WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Peaks later on. It's 50 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. At one point over the weekend, there were more than 40,000 power outages in Oklahoma after tornadoes that are blamed for killing four people in the state and flattening homes and buildings. Damage was most severe in the town of Sulphur. Governor Kevin Stitt visited.
What I saw downtown Sulphur, it's unbelievable.
The cleanup is underway. A fifth death is blamed on the weekend tornadoes in Iowa. Talks resuming in Cairo for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that would see hostages released. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Saudi Arabia. He said there's been measurable progress at getting more food aid into Gaza. Across the U.S.,
free Palestine!
Pro-Palestinian protests continue. These in New Haven, Connecticut, many of them at nearly 50 colleges and universities. And no testimony today at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. It resumes tomorrow. This is ABC News. An apology this morning from a district attorney in upstate New York, Sandra Dorley.
Last Monday, I failed you and the standards that I hold myself to. And for that, I am so sorry. What I did was wrong. No excuses. I take full responsibility for my actions.
The Monroe County District Attorney posting that after police body camera video showed her encounter with a police officer who had caught her speeding.
I was going 55, coming home from work.
55 and a 35.
I don't really care.
Dorley didn't stop until she got home. At one point, she appeared to call the police chief. She promises to take ethics training. The IRS now says about 140,000 Americans took part in the pilot program for its free tax filing system. It was available in a dozen states. The IRS says it's still deciding about the future of the project. And Houston Texans wideout Tank Dell was one of 10 people shot in Seminole County, Florida, early Sunday. He suffered a minor injury. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The weather is finally warming up, so let me help you give your closet a spring refresh. Hey, this is Heather at the Creative Outlet. Getting a few new items to mix into your wardrobe can make a huge difference on your mood and energy level. Saving money on your favorite brands will make it even better. Our convenience store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. New spring items are arriving daily at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in the historic downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
5 minutes past seven, a little bit of light rain as I stick my arm out the window today, and a little bit of fog out there. We'll share with you the forecast for the week in just a moment.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
A high in the mid-60s today with a few peaks of sun, isolated showers possible, southeast to south winds at 10 to 17. Tonight, partial clearing, a low of 42. Tuesday, partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 71. Wednesday, 73, showers and thunderstorms likely at night. And Thursday, 70 with occasional showers. Friday, 63 as well. A little cooler toward the weekend, low 60s to upper 50s Saturday and Sunday. All total yesterday, 86 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. This morning, a couple one-hundredths at the WRCO studios. A little light rain at times, and it is 50 degrees. Good morning from the center, WRCO, WRCE. This is brand new from Luke Bryan.
We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, wish you, mean it. Boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to you hold me again. Till then I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby. When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. With 200 miles, what nothing couldn't get through. But after that first fall, the time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my little love. You wish you mean it, girl. I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby.
brand new from Luke Bryan. He's a judge on American Idol. Have you watched Idol this year? I've watched it off and on. I'm not as much as I have in the past, but the talent level is pretty good, the way it seems. I've enjoyed watching some of those, especially when they sing the older songs that I recognize, right? Yes, and they've done that a couple of times here recently. Rain, all of a sudden, it's been like this morning. I'll say, currently in Richland Center, there's no rain. And I play a song, and I look out, it's raining. And then I say, it's raining in Richland Center, look out. No, I don't think it is. Anyway, it's been kind of off and on this morning, and certainly that's the way it's going to be for a little while today until we get a little bit of sunshine out there. And over the weekend, sports-wise, boy, the Brewers just didn't have it. Giving up 15 runs Saturday and Sunday, and again, it was like a softball game or something. But anyway, and I feel kind of bad. You know, we sent some winners there Saturday and Sunday, so they didn't see the best of games, but it's all about the experience of going to the game, right? This is Shane Proffitt on FM 100.9.
A backyard ought to be a safe place for kids to play. Teachers ought to get doctors and lawyers pay. I don't know about you, but if you ask me, that's how it ought. A buggy full of groceries ought to be cheaper than rent. Don't know why it ain't, but if you ask me, that's how it ought to be. Cold beer ought to be too cold to hold. Something good about somebody's all it ought to be told. The world ought to try to pay some mama's chicken. Feel the love around her tabletop in the kitchen and
she's the one you're dreaming of. First first step. Take her in your arms and never let her go. Don't you know, step by step, step by step, you win her love. She looks too beautiful to touch, but your heart keeps talking to you now. Don't give up. Think you see something in her eyes, but you will never know until you try. But you've gotta take that first step. Ask her out and treat her like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and step by step, step by step, you win her love. Second step. Third step. Don't you know, step by step. Ask her out and treat her like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and never let her go. Don't you know, step by step, step by step, you win her love. Second step. Step by step, step by step. First step, ask her out and treat her like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and never let
her go. Annie Rabbit, Step by Step on WRCL. That's how you walk today, to avoid the puddles. 50 degrees with, okay, wait a minute now. I'm going to be up to the minute here. Yep, it's sprinkling in Richland Center. We'll see what old Hank Bray is doing in just a moment here.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night? You'll love a float. Celebrating? You'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
When it comes to auto insurance, State Farm offers a variety of discount opportunities. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. By combining auto and home insurance, you save 35% on your home and 15% on your auto insurance. Add Drive Safe and Save to save an automatic 10% upfront, and then you pay based on how you drive. There's also the Good Student Discount by maintaining a B average for students in high school or college up to age 25. Stop in today or give Julie Karen State Farm a call at 647-3632.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Where pain ends and healing begins.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. We're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics is encouraging you to check in on your drinking. Consuming excessive alcohol can lead to severe health problems, including stroke, cancer, and heart disease. It can also lead to depression, less restful sleep, and cause problems at home, work, and with friends and family. Treatment can help. Call 211 for support from the Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, Philip.
Did you miss me over the weekend, did you?
I didn't try to shoot at you or anything. So.
No.
I did, buddy.
Yeah, I did. There you
did
go.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, I missed me. Oh, wait, you.
Oh, my goodness. You. And there's our first joke of the day.
Oh, well, yes, a little rain. I mowed on Saturday, and this morning when I backed out of the garage, I think it had grown about an inch or so.
I mowed Saturday. Like I had three games over the weekend at the Wazika Triangular for softball, and got home, and I said, you know what? I'm going to mow before it rains.
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
Good thing. So, right.
And it needs to be mowed again.
We had, for the most part, the bad storms kind of went south, like mm-hmm. they said they were yeah. going to. So we lucked out there. We didn't have to deal with that in right. our immediate area. And a nice soaking rain yesterday.
We had a good soaking rain this morning, Philip. Like this morning, it was about 5:45. It was just pouring in basketball. I mean, pouring.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, someone called, and I said, no, we haven't had any rain yet. And then I lied because I looked out. Oh, I guess it is raining. So it's been like we get them kind of hit and miss, intermittent, I guess.
Yeah,
is the
it's
word.
Raining now, too.
It's raining now.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I'll have my games tonight.
You never know, do you?
The school will be happy.
Well, if you don't have to show up.
Right. So anyway, anything fun over the weekend that you did?
No, just that. And I was thinking about it when I was mowing. It's like, oh, you know, it's kind of nice to be out here in sunshine. And
it was a pretty day.
Yeah. But now the next time I mow, it'll be like, razzle, fracking, rocking, rocking, got a mowing yard.
Yep.
You know, so the novelty wears off pretty fast.
But I think the wind helped dry everything up really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it did. The only people that maybe weren't so happy yesterday, the Ithaca Lions.
Yes, I know.
Consignment auction.
If there's weather, they're going to hit it.
Yeah. But there were some diehards outbidding.
Oh, and I hope everything went well for them. So. But anyway, what else is new? I think Christie's will reopen on tomorrow? The 30th, I think.
I believe you said there was.
Mm-hmm. So, yep. Got to get my dose of...
get in line.
Yes, you got to get in line. You got to get a dose of Christie and Kent down there, so...
No.
But anyway...
I was thinking more like a scone or a big muffin or something.
They give you them, and you gain your 4 pounds back that you've lost.
How you doing on your diet, anyway?
Good.
Are you?
Yeah, you're
looking good.
Yeah, down to 214 now.
All right. So. Didn't blow away in the wind or anything?
Nope. Kind of hard to get. I got big feet.
Oh.
Yeah, it keeps me planted.
Okay.
So, anyway. Calm down, ladies. Get off the windows. Jeez,
still eating celery, are you?
Yeah, lots of more radishes right now.
Radishes? So.
Yeah, actually, I've taken pork chops now, or pork loin.
Right.
I chop it up into cubes. Throw it in this big skillet and with virgin olive oil, fry them up, and then I throw peppers, like sweet peppers, or, you know, the colorful peppers that you can buy.
All right.
Because each pepper, it tastes different. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It's sweet, but they're not hot. So you throw that in a pan, and then you throw onion in a pan, and then season it with a little bit of Hank salt, and you just put it in a bowl. It's really good.
Yeah,
it's really, really good, and it's just better than a dry old pork chop, pork loin. So,
depending on how you cook them, Phil cooks them; they're dry. I know that, but I like to grill my pork chops. They do a better job.
I do too, but this is something different that I can do. I just cube them, throw them in a pan bowl, and they're good. I mean, it's just. Yeah. Oh. Makes one meal right there. Then I usually have a small salad with it. So
good stuff. I have three words.
Oh boy!
Shake and bake. You know, shake and bake pork chops, baby. Yeah. There you go.
I can shake and that's about it.
I'm guessing there's things in the shake and bake mix that probably don't coincide with your diet. But
probably.
Oh well. I'm just saying.
Neither was the cookie last week that we shared together.
When was that?
I don't know who brought the button cookies in. You got one, and I go, you know what? If Phil can have one. Hank,
that was Simo. He was contributing to the delinquency of Hank's diet.
You know what? He's got pizza in here. He's brought cookies.
Yep.
I don't know what we're going to do with
that guy.
He's
trying to kill us off, I think.
He is. Maybe we should put him out there in the shed.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, well.
You got any good jokes today, buddy?
No, of course not. I have a few that probably would pass inspection at the 6th grade comedy club, however. Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such sponsoring the Chet's Chuckle on Monday. Hank, what do you get when you cross a bear with a skunk?
You're in trouble.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I know you called me over the weekend and said, hey, can you work this weekend? And I said, no worries. I said, I'll probably be a bit late as public, you know. Transport is slow on the weekends. Well, what time you get here? And remember, I told you Monday.
Yeah, right. And you made it. Public transport out of Baskerville? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. One day on Venus lasts 5,832 hours. Did you know that?
Wow.
The same as on Earth, as Monday on Earth.
I was thinking maybe, as a date with me. Just ask June, you know?
Poor June.
Yeah, exactly.
Poor June.
What do you do,
buddy?
Did you hear about the computer program created by a chicken?
No.
All you do is point and cluck.
Oh, my God.
That's not a good rooster. You grew up around roosters. You know all about that. Give us a better rooster. No, let me do it.
Okay. Oh my God!
Thank you.
Oh my God! Can you roll the tape? Monday morning. Rolling out of bed is easy. Getting up off the floor is another story.
Yeah, that's right.
Somehow the floor is more comfy than the bed.
Sometimes it takes a little motivation to get off the floor. All right, we'll be back with Hank's kicker in just a moment.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Well, Ellie sounds like she has a couple roosters.
There's
there.
Some roosters in the background there.
Yeah. Maybe she should bring them down and we'll practice.
Not bad, Hank. Not bad.
Two young boys were spending the night at their grandparents' house, Philip. At bedtime, the two boys knelt beside their beds to say their prayers. And when the youngest one began praying at the top of his lungs, "I pray for a new bicycle. I pray for a new Nintendo. I pray for a new tablet." The older brother leaned over and nudged the youngest brother and said, "Why are you shouting the prayers? God isn't deaf." To which the youngest brother responded, "No, but Grandma is."
Oh, yes. Ba-bum.
Yes. Anyway, my younger days, Philip, I called the local radio station. When the guy answered the phone, he said, "Congratulations on being our first caller. All you have to do is answer the next question correctly to win our grand prize." "Woohoo!" I shouted with joy. "It's a math question," he said, feeling confidence.
"Ooh,
ooh, I've got a degree in math," I said. "I teach at our local elementary," I proudly said. And then, "Okay, then, to win two VIP tickets to see Justin Bieber and to meet him backstage afterwards, what is 2 + 2? I responded, 7.
Didn't want to go see the beat? Oh, man. That's too bad. You could have given them away.
I could have.
Yeah, right.
Could have made some money on them.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. What do you give a seasick monster?
A seasick monster? I don't know.
Plenty of room.
That's for sure. That's plenty. Yes.
So, yes. Sixth grade comedy club.
Yeah, right still there. Still going.
Yeah, it's still going.
Yeah, still going.
Do you have one more?
I have a good kicker. Are you out of them?
Well, I don't know if it's a good kicker, but Hank, why are batteries sad? Why are batteries sad? Because they're never included.
No.
Kind of like you and I when we were
exactly
waiting to be picked, you know, at recess.
And still waiting.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you ready? All
right, yep.
A wife is frying eggs for her husband in the morning. Suddenly, the husband appears behind the wife's back and says, "Careful, careful, put more fat in the pan. You're frying too many at a time. Too many. Flip them, come on. Put more fat in there. Oh, dear Lord, how are you going to make space for the fat now? Look at all that sticking to the pan. Careful, careful now. You listen to me when I cook. Never. Flip them loudly. Over already. Hurry, you crazy. Take it easy. Easy. No, don't do that. Don't forget the salt. Put them. Ah, too much salt." The wife stares at her husband. "What is wrong with you? You think I can't fry eggs?" The husband answers calmly, "I just wanted to show you what it feels like when I'm driving."
No! Oh, yes.
Oh, boy. But anyway, that
no
was...
Comment. No comment.
No
comment.
No. It, you know what? It happens both ways.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It does. It is. But mm-hmm. That's just the way it goes. So anyway, any plans for tonight, young man?
Well, we'll see what direction Phil's going.
Yeah.
If there's a game, we'll try to find it. If not, there'll be some, I don't know, maybe some wagon train or some Andy Griffith or something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Tombstone? The old Tombstone.
You mean
the 30-minute episodes of Tombstone?
The new one with Kevin Costner.
No. I'm talking about the old Tombstone Western. It's like 30 minutes long.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen much of that.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, it is actually pretty good. So
a lot of those are really well written.
Oh, yeah, very well.
Yep.
You know that you and I wasn't writing them.
That's exactly right.
But anyway,
all right, Hank.
Buddy, thank you very much. Everybody have a great day. Be safe out there. It's wet, and don't hit a mud puddle.
Yeah,
be kind.
That's right. Then you'll have a soggy pant leg all day then. So, I see. You do.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's Hank. Yep.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Napa know-how! Let us put some spring back into your step with our Warm Up to Savings sale now through May 31st at Badgerland Flooring, and give your home a fresh look with over 50 styles and colors of Adore, Trends, and Paramount luxury vinyl tiles and planks on sale now. If you've been thinking about new flooring, now is the time to take advantage of these incredible savings by stopping into our showroom on Highway 14 in Richland Center, or look us up at badgerlandflooring.com.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Well, I don't see any drops in the mud puddle outside the window here today. Don't know that the rain is done. Used to see like the little foggy patches in the hills, and the old timers would say, nope, there's still some fog patches in the hills. There's still more rain on the way. So I don't know whether that's true or not. But anyway, this day in history, 1945, World War II history, American soldiers liberated the Dachau concentration camp. This date in 1945. Also in 1967, Aretha Franklin released the single Respect, which became a really big hit. Also in the news on this day in 1990, 13 people hospitalized after thousands of fans tried to get into a sold-out New Kids on the Block concert in England. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to good friend Beth Ann Zentner. We hope you have a word day from Mel and Linda. Happy birthday today to you, Beth Ann, and also to our good friend, it says, Beth Ann Zentner, happy birthday to Peyton Gunlock. Dad and Sue, hope you have a great day today. Have an awesome birthday, Peyton. And also to Jean Hennessy, wishing you a wonderful day from Kate and all the family. Juanita Persinger, with love from granddaughter Brittany. Melissa Mick, from Dad and Mom. To Aaliyah Stibbe, from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Happy birthday, Jim Denman, from Five Points Lutheran Church. Greetings from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club today to Jada Bartow, to Mike Hess, Sue Wilson, also to Angela Vanderheide, and Angela Young. Happy birthday, number three, to Liam Weber, from Grandma and Grandpa Weber. Happy wishes as well to the best daughter, wife, and mommy there ever was, to Jada Granger today, with love from Ryan and little Isla and Carlene and Adam, Jewel, Kane, Sarah, and Kaysen, all saying happy birthday to Jada, your fan club today. Best wishes, happy birthday, Peyton Gunlock, all the best from RC Lyons, Erica Brunson, and Jason Gerner, all celebrating today. Happy anniversary to Chris and Destiny Shannon. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Jim Nanke, Pat Jones, Amanda Johnson, Ryan Griffith, Chris Griffith, Madeline Elliott, and happy anniversary, Dan and Jody Doherty. The Richland Center United Methodist Church with a anniversary wish today for Chris and Destiny Shannon. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier today, going out to Jada Granger, to Dan Miranda, Darren Turner, and Beth Ann Zentner. Happy anniversary, Dan and Chris Felton, Mike and Linda Kaufman, and Chris and Destiny Shannon. Happy birthday to Gary Spencer from Beulah Wesleyan Church, and happy anniversary, Dan and Chris Felton. To Mike and Linda Kaufman on their anniversary from Park Street Christian Church, to Joe and Lucille Wancurl from Lori and the Guys, and also to Joe and Lucille, happy anniversary from the Durst families.
Not another birthday, not another anniversary. If you're thinking this, you're not alone. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to make these events a little easier for you so you don't get in trouble again this year. We've worked hard to become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jewelry store. What does that mean to you? It means we have a tremendous amount of statement jewelry pieces in every price point. Spending $20, no problem. Spending $10,000, no problem. Designer jewelry with a small town casual atmosphere, only at JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hi, Travis with Works Flooring Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial. A place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking, too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you be.
We're up to 50 degrees now in Richland Center at 7:41 on a Monday morning. This is David Lee Murphy.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. Drop by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we sit down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. A little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over there close as we drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. Say good love, well it's like a fine wine, it keeps getting better as the days go by. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom,
David Lee Murphy on WRCO Radio. Philney, hoping you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a rainy 51 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Mostly cloudy to a few sunny peaks, maybe. Isolated showers possible and turning breezy. High of 65 with southeast winds becoming southwesterly 10 to 17 miles per hour. Tonight, partial clearing with a low of 42 and west winds around 10 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it is currently 50 degrees after a low this morning of 46.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Good morning. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A vehicle crash on Highway 14 in rural Viroqua closed the highway for over 5 hours. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports Saturday night around 5:50, a deputy sheriff on patrol came upon a serious two-vehicle crash on Highway 14 near Offadall Road in the town of Franklin. Brett Lee Burkham, 38, of Viroqua, was traveling north on 14 and veered into the southbound lane, striking a vehicle driven by Chloe Rose Billington, 20, of Soldiers Grove. Billington sustained serious injuries and was transported to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. Burkham was also injured and transported to Vernon Memorial Health Care in Viroqua by Reedstown Emergency Medical Service. U.S. Highway 14 was closed between State Highway 27 south of Viroqua and the U.S. Highway 61 intersection in Reedstown for approximately 5.5 hours. Assisting the Sheriff's Office were the Viroqua Fire Department, Viroqua Emergency Medical Responders, Reedstown Fire Department and Reedstown Emergency Medical Service, Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance, Crawford County Sheriff's Office, and the Wisconsin State Patrol Technical Reconstruction Unit. Alcohol was a factor in this crash, and formal charges against Brett Burkham will be sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. The Richland Center High School Band students traveled to UW-Platteville Saturday for the Wisconsin School Music Association State Solo and Ensemble Festival. A number of students did very well Saturday. There were 17 first ratings. They include Mason Meyer in a trombone solo, Lucy Joyce, Katie Pilla, and Rachel Waterfall in clarinet solos, Elise Staffsline in an alto saxophone solo, Logan Peterson with a baritone saxophone solo, Madeline Huber with parade drum solo, and the drum set solo was Mason Meyer receiving a first. Clarinet duo, Rachel Waterfall and Ashlyn McCorkle. Clarinet trio, Lucy Joyce, Katie Pilla, and Madison Meyer. Clarinet quartet, Rachel Waterfall, Ashlyn McCorkle, Ruby Carter, and Sarah Kaufman, sax duet, Elise Staffslane and Ethan Gald, sax trio, Elise Staffslane, Libby Rulin, and Kayla Hill, woodwind trio, Oren McBride, Lucy Joyce, and Chloe Darling, saxophone choir, Alyssa Stouffer, Zeta Ludwig, Elise Staffslane, Libby Rulin, Ethan Gald, Will Bailing, Landry Hamlin, Dashiel Cruz Santos, Ryan Stadler, Garrison Carley, Rodolfo Rodriguez, Emily Dickman, Landon Prohaska, and Kayla Hill. With a woodwind choir, Oren McBride, Isabel Kratzenberg, Jonathan Bernstein, Chloe Darling, Lucy Joyce, Olivia Campbell, Bryn Knabel, Josie Tagli-Petra, Madison Meyer, Allison Unbehan, Elise Staffslane, Libby Rulin, Alyssa Stouffer, Landria Hamblin, Zeta Ludwig, Ethan Gald, Will Bailing, Dashiel Cruz Santos, Emily Dickman, Landon Prohaska, Katie Pilla, Carissa Oman, and Kayla Hill. And in the percussion ensemble, Grayson Banker, Leah Chambers, Madeline Huber, Kayla Hill, Cassidy Mancilla, Zach Mather, Carter Nelson, Joe Obaday, and Devin Woodhouse. There were 27 second ratings. They include, with a trumpet solo, Mara Delagrave, Hunter Johnson, with a trombone solo. Flute solos were Oren McBride, Olivia Campbell, Isabel Kratzenberg, Ava Martin, Lily Lassicky, and Aubrey Geisler. With an oboe solo, Chloe Darling and Josie Tagliapetra. A clarinet solo, Allison Unbehan. With an alto saxophone solo, Libby Rulin. Tenor saxophone solo, Emily Dickman and Landon Prohaska. Concert snare drum solo, Grayson Banker. Parade drum solo, Grayson Banker. Parade drum solo also was Cassidy Mancilla. With a drum set solo, Madeline Huber. The mallet duet, Madeline Huber and Kayla Hill. Trombone duet, Mason Meyer and Kiernan Culver. In the flute duet, Isabel Kratzenberg and Bryn Knabel. Clarinet duet, Lucy Joyce and Katie Pilla. Clarinet quartet, Lucy Joyce, Katie Pilla, Madison Meyer, and Allison Unbehan. Sax duet, Libby Rulin and Will Bailing. Sax quartet, Alyssa Stouffer, Zeta Ludwig, Emily Dickman, and Kayla Hill. With the brass choir with percussion, Gabe Josem, Danica Pauls, Braden Kleppe, Abe Bosworth, Levin Prohaska, Thomas Honer, Jacob McDonald, Mason Meyer, Kiernan Culver, Hunter Johnson, Olivia Menny, Dorian Anderson, Maya Steins, Claire Stadler, Grayson Banker, Devin Woodhouse, and Joe Obaday. And in a flute choir, Oren McBride, Olivia Campbell, Isabel Kratzenberg, Riley Schultz, Bryn Knabel, Jonathan Bernstein, Clara Shannon, McKenna Anderson, and Natalie Schaller. Congratulations to all students who participated. Alcohol-related arrest and medical calls at Saturday's Mifflin Street Block Party. Local authorities spent months preparing for the annual downtown booze blowout. This year saw 80 arrests, and Madison police report 6 people booked into the Dane County Jail, mainly for minor alcohol-related offenses. There were also 11 EMS transports to hospitals, also mainly alcohol-related. In addition, a police officer suffered minor injuries when she was struck by a vehicle while working traffic. The driver remained on scene and was not cited. Police also say a vehicle was flipped over and damaged. The party broke up as late afternoon rain moved into the area. Injuries were reported in a crash on U.S. Highway 14 Sunday morning, just before 11 in Iowa County. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a two-vehicle crash on 14 and County Road C in the township of Arena. Arena Fire Department, EMS, Spring Green EMS, and Iowa County deputies responded to the scene. EMS transported one individual to a local hospital for evaluation. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a structure fire Saturday evening around 5:20 on Beckis Road in the township of Pulaski. Highland Fire Department and Highland EMS were paged to the scene. The Avoca, Muscadet, and Comp Fire Departments also responded to the scene for mutual aid. The fire was extinguished and no injuries were reported. Wednesday is NOAA Weather Radio Awareness Day, and in an emergency, if power is out and cell towers down, you'll still receive life-saving alerts. Do you know why a weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's emergency safety plan? Over-the-air radio, like Civic Media's local stations, is committed to bringing you news and weather important to your community. You can also receive this information through our app on your smartphone. But if the power is out, cell towers are down, or your phone battery is dead, a weather radio is another source to receive those important alerts. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, provides continuous weather information directly from your nearest National Weather Service office. It's a 24-hour emergency source, and thanks to its battery backup, it is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. The deadline for the Air, Air, Everywhere Poetry Contest is fast approaching. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting entries from 3rd to 5th graders for the Air, Air, Everywhere Poetry Contest. The annual DNR-sponsored contest is designed to raise awareness of the importance of good air quality in honor of Clean Air Month in May. Entries must be 200 words or less and describe air and/or the importance of clean air. Writing must be the original work of the student. Each entry must include the author's name, the name of the parent or teacher, and the parent or teacher's email and phone number. Entries can be submitted as a Microsoft Word document, PDF, or written in an email. Google document links will not be accepted. Email entries to DNR Air Education at Wisconsin.gov. The deadline to submit entries is this Friday, May 3rd. Contest entries will not be returned and will become the property of the contest sponsor. The three winning poets will have their work featured on the DNR website and social media channels. Walking the state of Wisconsin for a cause. Greg Studzinski routinely takes long walks as part of his recovery from alcohol and drug addiction. This August, he'll connect several long walks across the state from Superior to his hometown of Cudahy. Studzinski hopes his trek from August 10th through the 31st will raise $10,000 for the Substance Use Disorder Treatment Program at Milwaukee's United Community Center. Find out more at the Facebook page, Packer, the number 2, Packer 120. The future remains unclear for an idled paper mill in Wisconsin Rapids. According to the city's new mayor, the former Verso plant halted operations nearly 4 years ago, and its owner recently sold the buildings and assets to an auction firm, Capital Recovery Group. Mayor Matt Zaker says it's too soon to say what CRG's plans are beyond gutting the buildings and selling off equipment. Total demolition of buildings in the site is unlikely, according to Zecker.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Today is Monday, April 29th. Mary Louise Gust, 67 of Spring Green, died April 21st. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Louise Gust, 67, of Spring Green. Bernice M. Stanek, 98 of Hillsboro, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be Wednesday at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery in Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Tuesday from 4 to 8. Friends may also call at St. Aloysius Catholic Church Wednesday morning from 10 to 11. Bernice M. Stanek, 98 of Hillsboro. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Jasmine and Chris Cashman had a daughter, Mabel Ann Benita.
Hi, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Walsh's of Richland Center in Muscadet will be having a lawn and garden sale. Select garden tools and Miracle-Gro products are on sale, and many other items. Also, the annual dirt sale that everyone enjoys will be going on during that time as well. Plus, on Friday, Ace and Richland Center will be having a grilling event in the parking lot. So stop in at either a Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many wonderful items. And as always, and thank you, we appreciate your business.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by